There he is.
The man, the legend.
Yeah, no kidding. So why'd you bring the Huron bill?
To get the school district's attention.
For what?
So they could come to Pierre and answer as to why they think it's okay for boys to go into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms.
What happened with Huron specifically to prompt that concern?
I've got a call into the dad that initiated his concerns with them, the school board there, I guess. But it's a bad number, so I haven't heard from them.
Presumptively, so if I'm going to make an assumption here, you tell me if it's wrong or right. If another school district had called you with this, or another school district's parent had called you with the same complaint, you would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And it wasn't until today that I found out that there's another bill being brought.
A transgender bathroom bill,
yeah.
What kind of response have you gotten from leadership, and are you going to pull the bill?
I just did about 3-4 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not necessary.
Because of the new bathroom bill. Is that Brandy's bill?
Yes.
And what will that bill actually do then, to your understanding?
Transgender.
I know, but is it targeted at schools, or is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it protects girls from boys coming in their bathrooms.
Is it more than schools, or is it just a specific?
No, it's schools.
It's just schools. Yeah, okay. She was telling me about it last week.
Okay. Do you know Huron? You get a tip, or do you know they have a policy or something on bathrooms that allow
boys to go into girls' bathrooms now, and that's unacceptable.
Are you surprised with the sort of reaction this thing got overnight?
Not necessarily. I've been throwing bombs all my life, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
I was just on the hearing thing. Is it just a practice that they're allowing that in bathrooms, or do you know, did they adopt a policy on it?
You have to ask Sam. I don't know.
So somebody, you got a tip from somebody who said that this is happening, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. A parent in the district, or?
Those connected to the district, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
You got the tip when? Just yesterday, you said?
No, a few days ago.
Okay.
Which is when I brought the bill. Okay. And then I dropped it, you know, what, 2-3 days ago?
Was it two, three days ago? Oh, okay.
Yeah, whenever it was, yeah.
Representative Greenfield said she asked you to leave the Education Committee this morning.
Indeed, yeah. And then she was upset when I came back, and I voted in support of Aaron Allward's bill.
Okay. And that's why you came back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the committee member said they needed my vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back.
But you had left.
And now I'm being asked to step down as vice chair, and I'm going to.
Who's asked you to do that? Leadership?
Mm-hmm.
I
totally agree. I did not want to come off of the Ed Committee because I love Ed Committee. And so that was... a move that I think that was necessary to placate some of those that are extremely upset with my bill, which I haven't even seen the other half of the picture, which is to protect girls. All they see is defund the Huron School District.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think today is school board day or school administrator day at the Capitol. Did you know that was going to be today? Or?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, if I did, I forgot about it. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Anybody from here, pulled the Huron superintendent is here for that today in the building.
Yeah, I haven't met him or heard anything, yeah.
So you said you will step down as vice chair of education?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Phil.
You haven't yet, officially.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, I suppose you have to make it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.